What stem cell clinics do you trust? On a global basis, stem cell clinics have proliferated in recent years. This article explores stem cell centers within the US and worldwide. Read on to learn about this emerging area of medicine. Stem cell treatment centers. Stem cell clinics have received a great deal of negative press, with prominent media outlets announcing that the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, had mailed warning letters to stem cell centers across the United States. Given the risks, it is important to read the US FDA's warnings about unapproved products from human cells and tissues. The FDA also offers this consumer alert about stem cell and exosome products, specifically. It is critical to heed these warnings and to speak with a qualified healthcare professional regarding any questions or concerns you may have. But, is this the whole story? What this angle does not cover is the promising medical potential of stem cell therapies. It also does not acknowledge the legitimate stem cell clinics that comply with FDA regulations to offer effective medical treatments to populations of patients who otherwise have limited options. Several of these companies also collaborate with offshore regulatory bodies to offer stem cell procedures approved by local regulatory agencies. FDA-compliant stem cell treatment centers. Today, the majority of medical clinics that offer stem cell treatments administer mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, which they source from human fat, adipose tissue, or bone marrow. Mesenchymal stem cells are a type of multipotent stem cell that is administered for a range of medical applications, including orthopedic repair, pain management, arthritis, and asthma. When properly administered, multipotent self-derived stem cells, such as MSCs, can be safe for patient use. It is important that the cells be multipotent, limited in their differentiation capacity, rather than totipotent, can become any cell, or pluripotent, can become most cells. There is also an additional level of safety that comes from having stem cells be self-derived, which doctors and scientists call autologous. While it is true that some stem cell centers are not following FDA regulations, the therapeutic promise of stem cells is also clear. Today, an impressive 93,632-plus scientific publications highlight research advances with mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, and over 1,973-plus clinical trials are investigating therapeutic uses of MSCs. Additionally, an astounding 583,527-plus scientific publications have been released about stem cells at large. These are large numbers and provide compelling evidence to support the therapeutic potential of stem cells. Stem cell clinics. Below, six stem cell centers are presented. Each one is focused on adult stem cell treatments. At least one, Regenex, is maintaining a patient registry to document long-term patient outcomes. Several of them have been treating patients for over a decade. Please note that BioInformat is not recommending patients to seek treatment from these companies and does not endorse, validate, or guarantee the safety, efficacy, or regulatory compliance of any treatments offered. The inclusion of any company in this article does not constitute medical advice, a referral, or an endorsement of any kind. We are only identifying them so that readers can do their own research, read the FDA warnings, connect with a qualified healthcare provider, and seek out further information. 1. RejuvStem. RejuvStem is a leading regenerative medicine center that uniquely offers proprietary desiwamuse cells and desiwamuse exosomes. Unlike conventional stem cell clinics, RejuvStem combines its patented protocols, rigorously sourced, high-purity mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, and desiwamuse cells for a range of regenerative applications. Their medical team can evaluate whether muse cell therapy or premium MSC treatment is the appropriate protocol for your specific condition. Backed by a clinical team with a track record of over 20,000 treatments, RejuvStem operates within a fully accredited private hospital and houses its own COFEPRIS-certified on-site laboratory, ensuring high standards of cell quality and patient safety. Their holistic, personalized approach has earned the trust of elite performers across the NFL, UFC, WWE, and MLB, as well as everyday patients seeking lasting relief from chronic pain, neurological conditions, autoimmune disorders, and more. The RejuvStem Clinic is located in Cancun, Mexico. You can learn more at this link. 2. The Regenerative Medicine Institute, RMI. The Regenerative Medicine Institute, RMI, is an exclusive, fully licensed, cutting-edge stem cell clinic and research lab founded by Dr. Vincent Giampapa and Dr. Victor Arzola. They are the only stem cell facility licensed by the Ministry of Health in Costa Rica. RMI is a specialized longevity center with a mission to help patients slow down their aging process and live healthier and longer lives by addressing the cellular aging process. They provide the world's most advanced cellular therapies for longevity, healthy aging, orthopedics, diseases, ED treatment, and skin care. Their ISO 7 certified laboratory was built entirely by scientists with extensive knowledge and experience in cell manufacturing and processing, specifically in molecular, micro, and cellular biology. Their lab director, Natalia Jimenez, and her team of experts have over 15 years of experience creating the most viable and effective stem cell lines. Their relentless pursuit of successful outcomes, objective data, and measurable results drive their reputation as the market leader in innovative medicine, science, and technology. For more information about RMI's treatments, click here. 3. Stem Cell Institute, Panama. Founded by Dr. Neil Reardon, a globally recognized stem cell expert and visionary, the Stem Cell Institute in Panama is among the world's leaders in stem cell research and therapy. Their treatments focus on well-targeted combinations of allogeneic umbilical cord stem cells, as well as autologous bone marrow stem cells. The Stem Cells Clinic uses stem cell therapies to treat various ailments, including the following: spinal cord injury, SCI, rheumatoid arthritis, heart failure, osteoarthritis, multiple sclerosis, autoimmune diseases, genetic disorders, such as autism and cerebral palsy. One of their most recent studies exhibited the clinical feasibility of stem cell transplant process as a safe and effective treatment approach for patients with multiple sclerosis, MS. Published in the Journal of Translational Medicine, the study showed that umbilical cord stem cells can slow down MS disease progression and decrease the frequency of flare-ups. However, these stem cells did not exhibit the ability to repair damaged nerve cells or myelin sheaths. After the completion of this clinical study, there was an improvement in MS patient disability. The one-month mark of the study documented improvements in mobility, hand, bladder, bowel, and sexual functions. Importantly, the study demonstrated that a sustained one-year umbilical cord stem cell therapy has more durable benefits than current MS drug therapies. 4. Regenix. Headquartered in Denver, Colorado, Regenix offers self-derived autologous transplant, same-day stem cell treatments to patients with orthopedic injuries and conditions. Regenix clinics incorporate a variety of regenerative approaches, drawing patients from all over the U.S. who are seeking innovative, non-surgical treatments. The Regenix technology involves a procedure in which a small bone marrow sample is extracted through a needle and blood is drawn from a vein in the arm. These samples are then processed in a laboratory and the cells they contain are injected into the area needing repair, with the goal of delivering large numbers of stem cells to the site of injury. Regenix is also a licensed offshore clinic in the Cayman Islands where patients can undergo treatments that utilize laboratory-expanded, ex vivo, stem cell populations. This approach allows for a much larger number of stem cells to be administered to the patient than is supported by U.S. law, which currently prohibits laboratory procedures that the FDA considers to exceed minimal manipulation. Dr. Christopher Centeno is the founder and CEO of Regenix. He is a global authority in the culture expansion and clinical use of adult stem cells to treat orthopedic injuries and the visionary behind the Regenix technology. I am also a Regenix patient. Click here to read my experience. 5. DVC Stem. Headquartered in Seven Mile Beach, Grand Cayman, physicians at DVC Stem have been using complementary alternative therapies to clinically treat patients with various medical conditions. It is one of the most advanced stem cell clinics in the Caribbean, with IRB-approved protocols, a fully licensed staff, and a facility that is accredited by the medical governing bodies of the Cayman Islands. DVC Stem sources its cells from its partner lab Vitro Biopharma Incorporated, a state-of-the-art, U.S.-based, FDA-registered, CGMP-compliant and ISO 9001 certified laboratory, and only use American Association of Tissue Bank, AATB, certified suppliers of full-term, ethically U.S. donated human umbilical cords. led by Medical Director Louis A. Khanna. MD, DVC STEMS focuses on cord tissue-derived allogeneic stem cell therapy for degenerative conditions, wear and tear, and intelligent aging. Notable patients the company has treated include Lou Ferrigno, champion bodybuilder/actor, Michael Armand Hammer, businessman/philanthropist, and David Lyons, founder Mississippi Fitness Challenge, and others. 6. Celltex. Celltex specializes in cryopreserving mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, for therapeutic use. Celltex acquires stem cells by collecting a small fat sample from a patient, from which MSCs are extracted, isolated, multiplied, and stored for future use, known as cell banking. Patients can then use their stored stem cells for regenerative purposes through infusions or injections performed by a licensed physician. Because the FDA considers an individual's stem cells a drug if they have been expanded in large quantities, Celltex has begun the process of undertaking clinical trials on stem cells as a treatment for a range of medical conditions, seeking approval from the FDA to allow physicians to utilize these cells. Nonetheless, to meet the immediate needs of its clients, the company also has taken steps to meet the requirements of the FDA and COFEPRIS, a Mexican institution equivalent to FDA and MSC's import and export. Celltex also works with Mexican hospitals that are established and certified that allowed the company's cell banking clients to receive their stem cells for medical purposes. If you found this blog valuable, subscribe to BioInformant's Stem Cell Industry Updates. Footnotes. 1. ob.org. 2017. Cellular Therapies. Online, available at http://www.ob.org/advocacy/regulatory-government/ct/pages/default.asps. Disclaimer, the information provided on this website is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice. Statements made here are not meant to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Always consult a qualified healthcare professional regarding any questions or concerns you may have about your health.